socialist values, as you have pointed out, officially comprise a set of moral principles summarized by central authorities as prosperity, democracy, civility, harmony, freedom, equality, justice, the rule of law, patriotism, dedication, integrity, and friendship. Really a lot of concepts together, difficult to remember, but basically that's pretty much summed up, I think, in the values of many different countries, right? I mean, in different societies, people would value basically the same thing.
But there's a vital difference between socialism and
yes.
capitalism.
Yes.
And right now, China proclaimed loud and clear, in black and white, what the market is allowing. That is, any work that's differ ideologically from socialism or social core will not be welcomed. And this is something that Hollywood really need to take into its consideration.
Do you think it is good for the Chinese film creators to have this guideline? Because some people would say, look, they're trying to put a regulation on your creativity. They're trying to stymie the creativity.
I think it's quite limiting and it's restricting. I do not think it's good. But I understand the rationale of China. Mm-hmm. China has been a country, has been founding this country on socialism and communism. Its very core is to put the collective interest beyond the individual or above the individual, mm-hmm. which is the very essence. The individual freedom is the core of capitalism. That is actually the essence of American dream. If we think about why Hollywood films is so popular in China, it's actually a sign of Chinese audience wanting to share more of American dream, although China or Chinese government is promoting the China dream. So